Yeah, hello? Hello?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I didn't realize it. My name is Preston, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this callback?
Yes, Stephen King.
Oh, okay. How can I help you, sir?
I forgot what I was trying to do today, sir.
Oh.
Let's see. I'm trying to apply for something. Damn. What was I trying to do? Damn, I can't think of what I was trying to do, sir.
Well, you know who.
Call
who
me back in like 5 minutes.
Maybe not 5 minutes, sir. But let me ask you a question. Are you trying to file for unemployment?
Oh yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
What's your social security number?
It's 418-219-888.
And what's your name?
Stephen King.
And, okay. And what is the name of your last two employers?
It was, ViewTech. And, yeah, that's why I worked at for like I think almost a year or something.
Could they have gone by some other names?
let's see. MTM? Toyota plant?
Alright, and
McDonald's. I worked at McDonald's too, but I had started the other job at MTM, and then like I had some car problems, so I wasn't able to make them, so they wrote me out. And then,
how is your first name
so
spelled?
Steven, Steven.
And your last name?
King.
And what is your date of birth?
12/21/1984.
What's the year you just said?
12/21/1984.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
My mom's maiden name?
Yes.
It is Dana Lynn King.
Okay, the maiden name is only the last name that she was born with. What is that?
Lynn, I guess.
Spell it, please.
Lynn Austin Gay. On number 3. Thanks. What's that?
How do you spell your mother's maiden name?
It is Dana Lynn King.
No, sir. It's only the last name that she was born with. How do you spell that?
Sorrow. Sorrow. S-O-R-O-W, I guess.
No, sir. It has. You have to know it. You can't be guessing. The name she was born with, only the last name.
King.
It's King. Okay. K I n g.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
Yeah.
Is it an Alabama driver's license?
Yep.
What is your Alabama driver's license number?
It is 957-3404.
Can you repeat it so I can know I got it correctly?
Yep. 957-3404.
And what is your preferred language, sir?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
So you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yeah.
And you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yeah.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Nope.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits? Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
I didn't know that.
You said yes or no?
What'd you say again? Can you say it one more time?
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay, has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what's your phone number, sir?
It's 256-468-8110.
You said 256-468-8110?
Yeah.
And hold on 1 minute while I enter some information I already have.
All right.
You said this driver's license is a Alabama driver's license?
Yeah.
And sir, what's your race?
I'm white.
Is that non-Hispanic?
Yeah.
And sir, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
The 11th.
Okay, and sir, what is your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what's your residential address, sir?
It is 1724 Truman.
Truman, how do you spell that?
T-R-U-M-A-N.
Okay, is that Truman Street or Avenue?
Truman Drive.
Drive, okay. And what city is that you're located in?
Huntsville, Alabama.
And what's your zip code?
35810.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yeah.
So you said 1724. Hold on one
True.
Second. Thank God. Hold on. I'm sorry. All right, 1724 Truman Drive, Northeast, Huntsville, Alabama, 358051. Is that correct?
What did you say the zip code was again?
35801.
I think it's what it is, yep.
Okay. You actually gave me 35810, but they gave me a recommended physical address. So they corrected this.
Hey, that's what they're... Yeah, I had it backwards. Yeah.
So what was your job title?
I was picking returns, pick parts.
What was your job title? I can't hear you.
Picking return. I was putting the parts in the boxes.
So you worked in production?
Yeah.
So, are you seeking work in your normal occupation?
Yeah, I'm trying to get back on with them.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, I ain't been working for last month.
Are you in a union, sir?
What again?
Are you in a union?
No.
Are you currently working for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yeah, Wednesday, I think.
What is that date, sir?
It's in 2 days. I don't know.
Okay. Well, what's today?
Today is Monday, I guess.
Yeah, I'm looking for you to tell me what's the date. Not just in 2 days, but what would it be? July what?
July the 10th.
You said the 10th?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, are you on like a temporary layoff or something?
Yeah.
Sir, are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah, but I just ain't had nothing to do.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
8 miles. Yeah. That's about what I drive every day.
You said 8 miles? Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$18 an hour. That's what I was making over there.
And are you a corporate officer for a business?
What's that?
Are you a CEO of a business?
Uh-uh.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I don't.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
Last month.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's only been a month.
No, it's either yes or no to the answer. So have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Have you worked in another?
From the last 18 months? Yeah, I received a check about a month ago. From MTM, but.
Yeah, I don't think you understand the question, sir.
Okay.
I'm going to ask it again, okay? Hold on one second.
Right.
Try to find a way to simplify the question. All right, let's see. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension? A pension is a retirement fund from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months.
No.
Okay. And sir, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024? Have you worked in another state?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'll take the, what'd you say that was again? Take.
Direct deposit or the state debit card?
Account. Will that work?
No, sir. That won't work.
So you got to have a bank account?
Yes, sir.
I got a bank to go card.
That won't work, sir.
I won't. I'll take the card that y'all sent.
Okay. You'll take the card?
Yeah.
All right. So, the Alabama prepaid debit card. You have indicated that you wish to receive the unemployment benefits with the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card.
Yeah.
By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid card.
Okay.
Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card issued by Comerica. And you have several options to receive your payments. Direct deposit to your bank account, direct deposit to your, all right, ATM balance inquiry in network or out of network is $0. Customer service, $0 to 35 cents. Inactivity after 12 months with no activity is $1. We charge two other types of fees, and here they are. Card replacement fee, which is $4 or $19. Regular, one is regular and one is expedited. International transaction, 2% of the transaction amount, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fees. This fee can be lower depending on how and where this card is used.
Okay.
So there's no overdraft credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in cardholder agreement. List of fees for Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card. For card purchases, zero fees. There are no fees to obtain a card account. To spend money, you got a point of sale location, zero amount, $0. There are no fees for a point of sale. ATM withdrawals in network, $0. There's no fee for ATM withdrawals conducted at MoneyPass ATM location in network refers to MoneyPass ATM. ATM withdrawal out of network is $1.30. Teller assisted cash withdrawals $0. ATM balance inquiry $0. ATM point of sale denials $0. Customer service live agent $0. Customer service automated 35 cents. Using your card outside the United States, you got international transaction fees 2%. Other is card replacement $4, expedited card delivery $15, inactivity fee $1. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance and will be held at or transferred to Comerica Bank, an FDIC insured institution. Once there, your funds are insured up to $250,000 by FDIC in the event Comerica Bank falls or fails. If specified deposit insurance requirements are met, FDIC.gov/deposits/deposits prepaid for details. No overdraft credit feature. Contact Go program customer service by calling 833-888-2778 by mail at P.O. Box 245997, San Antonio, Texas 78225997, or visit www.gobank.com. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpob.gov/prepaid. If you have a complaint about a prepaid account, call the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at 1-855-411-2372 or visit cfpb.gov/complaint. Okay. All right, so you understand the terms and conditions of the Alabama Unemployment Insurance card?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, what is the name of your last employer, sir?
Q-Tech.
Is there another name they could have gone by, sir?
B-U-T-E-Q. Another name?
Yeah, do you have a pay stub in front of you?
I don't. I have one. Hold on.
All right.
Man, I'm driving right now. Well, I'm about to pull over and see though.
All right.
Hold on. I don't have it in front of me though. I mean, I had it like, they had gave it to me in direct deposit.
And what was the name that came into your bank account?
Was MTM?
Yeah, I don't see that, sir.
It's gotta be Butate. That's the only thing I know. That's the company, man.
I don't
Butate
see Butate. I don't see Butate in here either.
Mazda and Toyota.
What kind of company was it, sir?
It was they worked for MTM, Butate. It's a company in the Toyota plant.
Yeah, I don't see Butek at all, sir. Could they be called Labor Ready Southeast?
Yeah, that's where I have went to get back on with them. It's
okay.
Labor Ready.
What's their phone number? Yeah. What's Labor Ready? I'm sorry, Labor Ready Southeast Incorporated.
It's on Bob Wallace right there.
What's their phone number there?
I don't even know. I never got it.
Okay, you want to try to get that number? If you can get it now, that's good. But if not, once you do get it, you can call back.
Okay.
Do you want to call back? Or you try to get it now?
I need to probably... Hold on,
right.
I'm
so call
I'm
us back.
Right.
Huh?
Can you call you back?
Yeah, call us back.
Yeah, in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.